Some Australian children could soon be included in the vaccine rollout. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has approved the Pfizer vaccine for those aged between 12 and 15, with final approval still to be given by the other regulator, Atagi. The move is mostly being welcomed by paediatric specialists and people who work in schools, but others are asking how youngsters can be on the list to get Pfizer when Australia's supply of the vaccine is so low. Catherine Gregory reports.
During this latest outbreak in Sydney, Jade has been increasingly worried about her three children catching COVID-19 and getting sick.
Given that the impact of the current Delta strain that's going around, and it is quite concerning that the virus is getting one step ahead of us.
Her two school-aged children are now being kept at home to do remote learning.
There were outbreaks in several schools, especially in the eastern suburbs in Sydney. We were quite worried.
So Jade's very relieved that her eldest child, who's 12, could soon be eligible to get the Pfizer vaccine. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has just approved the jab for children aged 12 to 15, but it's still pending a final tick-off from the Australian Technical Advisory Group on Immunisation, also known as ATAGI.
Been looking forward to it as parents of our children in that age group, because we think that it will help to prevent further deterioration for kids if they do have COVID.
It will still be some time before this age group is part of the vaccine rollout, given the constraints on supply of the vaccine to the adult population. But if ATAGI does give the final green light, children in this age group with underlying health conditions will get in sooner. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt.
It's likely that they are in a position by the end of next week on their early advice to suggest that the immunocompromised or kids with underlying medical conditions could immediately be added to the what's called the Phase 1B group, so the same as other people with underlying medical conditions and given immediate access to Pfizer.
The rest of that age group would eventually get access to the vaccine later this year and next through schools, GPs and hubs. Minister Hunt assures those Australians aged between 20 and 40 that they won't be missing out on their turn to get the jab, although that time frame is still hazy.
The guidance that we've given is that the under 40s would most likely commence in September or early October.
The TGA's recommendation comes after increased debate about the extent to which this new, more infectious Delta variant affects children. Associate Professor Margie Danchin is a paediatrician and vaccine expert with the Murdoch Children's Research Institute. She says it's reassuring that we're following in the footsteps of Canada, the UK and the United States.
Well, Delta is definitely spreading more in the educational settings and schools and amongst young people. But what we're not necessarily seeing at the moment is an increase in severity.
It echoes what the New South Wales Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, said earlier this week, that the vaccination program needs to include children, particularly high school students, who could be key to controlling the current outbreak. Associate Professor Margie Danchin again.
Even though Delta has changed the game somewhat, the benefit to children in terms of direct prevention from severe disease is still much less than compared to the adult population. And of course, that's being monitored very closely. But the benefit to children is also in terms of preventing transmission to adults, especially vulnerable adults. And of course, the necessity to be able to keep children at school.
Teachers also welcome the move towards vaccinating children. Angelo Gavrielatos, the president of the New South Wales Teachers Federation, says they've long been concerned about transmission in schools and did not appreciate those concerns being dismissed last year.
Those comments fail to appreciate the amount of human interaction that takes place every minute of the day on a school and how impossible it is to engage in social distancing in our schools. The Delta variant, though, has taken this to another level. It's clear the Delta variant is transmitted by kids and contracted by kids.
Angelo Gavrielatos, the president of the New South Wales Teachers Federation, ending Catherine Gregory's report.